Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, January 6th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the government's failure to pay civil servants on time.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15443 shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
They take natives for granted. Natives at work during a holiday, living life, and government is ready in order to respect the time. This was written by the issue of a circular to all government hospitals in Harare, which said Bonatti were going to be paid on the 2nd of January, and this did not happen.
Nengo zedu la raenzi, wakawanda wakati zivisa mziro kutivakatanga kuwa na matizao. Mshure mungi razivisa ni mabanga huo, mbosu ndazoka kutanga matikati, mshinda maniru, nasuwa ramba wachitika, otika wuna wama wachitoto la marizao.
So, ama neti avukile umtaka 2 January, na ambile ama bengi, entrakite kune la luto.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the government's failure to pay civil servants on time.
Nurses and doctors are threatening to go on strike as the cash-strapped government has been failing to pay its workers on time, often postponing the pay dates, a sign of a tightening financial crisis.
Angry civil servants have railed against the government for changing pay dates, saying their employer is engaging in unfair labor practice. Of course, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa says the government is now being forced to retrench workers because it cannot meet the huge wage bill.
What do you think about these issues? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number. 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. The number again, 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, ask
for it. Onguka hama zadiwa nasi, tirauti tingerichi tarisa. Ma miro akaita zvino muhurumende uko vana mukoti navana chiremba vazivisa nhasi kuti vakasawana mari dzavo kusvika musi wechishanu nemuvhuro vanenge vokanda mapadza pasi mushure mekunge varayiridzi vagunun'unawo vachiti vanogona kukanda mapadza pasi hurumende kutanga nezuro manheru yakatanga kupa varayiridzi mari dzemabonus asi hapana chokwadi kuti mari kutanga pari zvino kuenda mberi dzinenge dzichipohwa vashandi vehurumende nenguva here zviri kukanganisawo ndezvekuti kana vashandi vakasapohwa mari paine nguva kana kuti mabonasi akanonoka kuuya seipapa zvinokonzerawo kuti vemabhizimisi varasikirwe nebasa kazhinji kana kuti zvikuru sei munguva yekisimusi nekuti varayiridzi vakawana mabonus nevamwe vashandi vehurumende vanenge vachitengawo zvinhu ndo zvinoita kuti upfumi hwenyika hunge huchifamba zvakanaka asi Gibbs gurukota rezveupfumi vaPatrick Chinamasa vari kuti mari yacho inenge shoma nekudaro vachamanikidzwa kuti vanga vachiendesa vamwe vashandi pamudya ndigere kana kuti iyaya atingati retrenchment
yabakambeke zulu kandaba lingalitshona njani lapha likhona khona ngapho siyambuzwa kwiblessing uyakhuluma njalo ludaba olumqoka esikhuluma ngalo ke lamhlanje olukhangelane ke ngamabhonasi ama-civil servants ukuthi kambe kuhamba njani kusanjalo ke siyabona ukuthi uhulumende uyehluleke ukuthi abhadale iholo lezisebenzi ngesikhathi esiso esifunakalayo sizwile ke ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi uyathi asidluliseni amalanga athize ukuze thi silibhadale kodwa engasakwenzi khonokho ye nxa sikhuluma ke ngamabhonasi siyakhumbula ukuthi kulabanye abadalwe kungakafiki ikhisimusi lapha sikhuluma ngamasosha sikhulume ngamapolisa kubezokubuya labanye ababhadalwe sokudlule ikhisimusi lapha-ke sikhuluma ngamatitshala amaningi lapha lalapha kuzobuya-ke kathesi-ke amadokotela lamanesi kumbe ngithi omongi labomongikazi bathi abakatholi ibonus yabo so bathi nxa engabuyanga-ke njengokutsho kwakho-ke blessing lohlelo luzuleyo singakabuyi lapha ye khanya ngazani bayafuna ukuthi bakhala limsebenzi ngomvulo bathi inarithi lezi ezokuhlaba abantu kumele beke bemembijana ngoba kuyahlupha nxa bengakatholi ibonus bathenjiswa ibonus futhi izabhadalwa ngo-December 31st kodwa abakatholi lutho so sifuna ukuzwa ngani-ke zulukandaba ukuthi kanti lithini ngodaba lolu inombolo zethu zithi 001 202 619 2077 yenzaphinda njalo kwezithi khona ngapho kekezi khona ngapho emount darwin edotito asilikhohlwa ngaphela kuze buya le buhera ye inombolo nanzi 1 202 619 2077 ufone kanye siyakufonela khona ngapho ye kunjalo mfowethu
Of course, I think we have our first two guests. That is Mr. Raymond Majongwe, Secretary General of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, or PTUZ. And we also have Mr. Sifiso Ndlovu, ZIMTA Chief Executive. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Studio 7. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Ndlovu.
Zimbabwe as well.
Thank you so much, Mr. Majongwe Gibbs. You can fire away.
Yes, we'll start with you, Mr. Majongwe. We know that the government is facing serious problems in paying civil servants, that is bonuses, and even salaries. Can you give us your take on this issue? How is the government delaying in paying you salaries?
Apparently, I'm not a prophet. And therefore, I cannot speak in tongues about what problems government has, because that has not been communicated to us. We have a well laid down statutory process through which dialogue and negotiation must happen, as is provided for by the law. That has not happened. So as far as I'm concerned, government is not facing any problems. Government does not have any challenges, because if they want us to see it in the paper, we will not respect that, because it basically becomes a figment of somebody's imagination. As far as we are concerned, our government is doing very well. There are very few challenges that they are facing, and we are now selling our diamonds freely. We are mining. Our agriculture is flourishing. So I cannot be told that we are having challenges. Who told us that there are these challenges? At what forum? In what meeting? So as far as we are concerned, somebody is just hiding the money somewhere, and it will come out.
Mr. Ndlovu, your take on what Mr. Majongwe is saying, and what happened to the talks between the government and its workers? Are you still engaging in dialogue?
Certainly, dialogue in the civil service, I would say, collapsed in June. That was the last time that we had a meeting of the National Joint Negotiating Council. So in the absence of dialogue, in the absence of that forum, the dialogue, therefore, can be considered to be irretrievably broken down. We do not have a national joint negotiating chairperson, because the one who was there resigned. We do not have a government team leader who was assigned to an ambassadorial position. And we do not have, again, we lost the minister who was supposed to be performing this due to termination of his mandate by the ruling party. So we do not have, therefore, a functioning system. As far as we're concerned, therefore, dialogue in the civil service has broken down.
Gibbs?
Yeah, we've got some messages on Facebook, Blessing. And one of the messages is from Alec. So he says, it's not a matter of money. The government doesn't want to pay doctors and nurses, because in the event that they fall sick, they go abroad. They paid security forces, because these forces do protect them. I think we will have to go back to Mr. Ndlovu. Simbuze ngesinto ukuthi baba Ndlovu ubona ngazani ke ngokubhadalwa okwenziwa amasosha lamapolisa kungakafiki iChristmas. Kambe kwenzelwani konoko? Lina lingakatholeni imali.
Ubuhlungu ngoba ngasilazi zathu. Umzima ukuthi ngifanisele. Sengicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe umuntu wayezekhangelela ukuthi yikho phela ukugegelela imbuya uthiya ulude. Okuthi ukuthi yikho kungabe kwenzakala. Namkwantshelwanga ukuthi sizathu bani. Engakuzwayo kuphela ukuthi emba sikutshela sikuzwa ngamaphephandaba futhi lakho sikuzwa kubikelwa ezinye impawu ezikhona kuhulumende athi thina ngaleyo ndlela-ke ngizafanisela ukuthi lokho kungabe kwenze bami ngithi mina yipho phela ikukhangela ukuthi owakuyi-software target yikuphi yikho singakufanisela nje kuphela kodwa ngazange sithele lutho.
So according to Mr. Ndlovu, you know, the softer targets were actually identified and the government paid accordingly. So at the end of the day, remember, they paid the security forces first. And maybe the softer targets were teachers and others. So he says there's absolutely no reason that was given why these payments were delayed. You know, these bonuses.
Vamajongwe, asikava mwari kuti zvimwe zvakukonzerwa nekuti iwo masangano anomirira vashandi haana kubatana haatauri nezwi rimwe chete ndopakuita kuti pada hurumende yacho iite madiro acho jina.
Matauriro ezvese kuti Zimbabwe yakarwirwa nezapo kumachetu kuti nemaroma tinema
vamajongwe tichaedza kuti tikufonerei nhare yenyu inenge iri kuti netsei asi rikaitende kuvateereri tina mukoma Vincent makadi mukoma Vincent
tinofara mukoma Blessing
aiwa isu tiri nani mukoma Vincent tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu padambudziko rapinda mumusha
chekutanga mukoma Vincent for the first time ndinotisha kumuzara bano for the first time ndabvisa ushingo ndabvisa kusha kwandaa ndichiita I've been following zvakazviitwa kumaunions evarairidza pane shumba nemhembwe ndanzwa vandlovu vachitaura zvekuti hanzi masoft target pawakers movement soft target it means there's something that we are not doing enough and it's slowly enough zvekuti kune masoft targets dzive idzo dzevanhu vasingazivi kuti sei vari mumovement idzodzo. I will tell you one thing, maofisi anaptus ati achivhurwa come Wednesday. I will be the first Zimta member to kubvisa membership yangu Zimta ndichienda kunana majongwa, because at least vanhu vari bold enough to stand up and say kuti kufa kusiri kufa ndekupi. Hazvitibatsiri. Ona iko zvino izvi, I will tell you. Zvakaita semajokta manesi, they are the people vakutora kiu kubva kunana majoko, because vamajokwe taivanzwa kudhara chiti vanhu ava vanopenga kuma 2002 vachirohwa vachiitwa sei tichiti hare guys zvirohwa. Nhasi uno umbwende hwevanhu vanga vachidhira nematicha, vanhu vakaita sana Zimta, dai vana Zimta vakatanga vari vanarata, dai vaiziva zvakaipa hunge vachiita. Nhasi urombo mumaticha mukadei musina urombo uhu hwakainheritwa nevanhu vaitungamirira maticha. Saka zvemasoft target and things like that, I think that's neither here nor there. Chii chinotitadzisa kuti isu sematicha, ndabva uchimbotaura kuti division amongst maworkers hazvina kana basa. Enda kusouth africa, go wherever, 15 unions, but when it comes to bread and butter issues they come together and says the government, not to government as such, the employer. Now, as far as vasevenzi vehurumende are concerned, iquestion yekuti zhara yavaparadza ndizvoka. That's the baseline, that's the baseline iripo. The only thing ndechekutaurirwa kuti vakomana upenyu hwedu huri apa, ngatichiunganai toita zvatinofunga kuti hurumende zvokuti hurumende haina mari, kana kuti ine mari harizibasa redu iroro. Kana kana uri mushandi une mwana mudiki kana mari yako isingakwane yekuti u employee au employee made because mari yako haikwani. So if it means kuti hurumende ina mari for now zvikoro ngazvivharo.
Okay, mukoma Vincent regaititi Mr. Ndlovu va ite respond to what you are saying. Mr. Ndlovu, I'm sure you heard what Vincent is saying. He says he's a teacher in Mashonaland Central Province, that is around Muzarabani, and he's saying he is taking umbrage, or he's not happy that you said you are saying that teachers were given their bonuses late because they are seen as soft targets, and he's saying that you should be more confrontational. I don't know if that's an accurate translation, but roughly that's what you are saying.
Yes, I heard him very well.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, what he is speaking, he is speaking with venom because he is feeling the hunger, which is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is what is making me speak with that anger.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we want from them, to speak with that voice.
Mm-hmm.
Zimta is not made up of the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
It is also made up of the followers.
Mm-hmm.
So if he is a meek follower as well, it is his, like as well, a meek leadership.
Mm-hmm.
That is what he is saying indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
But he cannot blame the intransigence of a government
mm-hmm.
using the state apparatus to continue to do what it wants
mm-hmm.
at will without the masses being protected or the teachers being protected by the laws.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what you say, whether you say it with love, whether you say it with anger, if the law does not accord you that status of putting pressure which government can quickly listen to, then you remain a softer target.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I was talking about. So he should understand that he cannot blame the issue of this sort of target on Zimta, but he should blame it on the laws of the country. It does not matter how much noise or how much talk you do, you will continue to have that kind of approach. Mm. But then I want to encourage him not to view Zimta as the weak part.
Mm-hmm.
You must view it as the strength
mm-hmm.
because we have been there for a long time and we are experienced in that.
Mm-hmm.
We will not want to engage him on a future exercise which will only serve to hurt him more than it benefit him.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Vincent, are you answered?
I am not answered.
Mm-hmm.
Ndinoda kuti ndomga is missing some point somewhere.
Mhm.
Nyaya iripo a blessing.
Mhm.
Vasenzi sesu.
Mhm.
Tino kuti ushinge hunobva ku leadership yedu.
Mhm.
I will tell you it's just we are weakened. Ne fact yekuti gospel chairo hatatambopariridzwa kunotyisa. Ndomga vana majongwa yavo hatidombovazivi but ndongovanzwa pa radio. Ndinovanzwa pama newspaper. Maticha ekunoku vamwe vaitotitaura kuti hede tinobhadhara cash because marika uya iri papayslip inozipitiz unorohwa and tinorohwa. Saka ini ndati ndava neushingi ihwohwo ngavachimobhilaizana aidha vakabatana kana kuti sebarkly isusu tinovapa sapoti ndo leadership yedu tikalidwa neshipi negwai hakuna kwatinosvika. This is what I am saying. And then at the end of the day, chinonetsa munyika medu muno ndechekuti teacher akataura even pachikoro pangu ndikataura yedzimasa anobvati hanzi unotaurisa woda kutinanganaka neni imomo ndakabva muhumbwende ihwohwo ndamirira vachauya kwatiri kuno kumuzarabani vataure nesu vachaona ushingi hwatinawo. Because zvanga zvichimbotaurwa navamwe zvenyaya yekuti mari iriko here mari hakuna here mari iriko tinozviziva tinozviziva but iri kutorwa nevashoma iri kuabuswa and things like that tarisai zvakutanga kubuda corruption dzakutanga kubuda kunana zvinara kunana chi zvinoreva kuti here kuti dzadzidziko corruption idzi dzose
aiwa mukoma Vincent tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Vincent
regandi president chiti maunions ayo vese madokuta kupi vaimukango nzwisana chete kuti chatiri kufaita for basic living yemusevenzi wemuhurumende hazvina zvazvinobatsira kuti utaure kuti hanzi vanhu vakadedzera strike hadzimbi vamwe vanoti moda kunyadzisa purezidendi here wakazviona kupi ndo trade union izimwereyo taneta nemaassociations maassociation ekuti you take my instructions kubva kune employer kuona strike patiri kuendao bonus yauya but tinokuda increment kukasaa increment iyoyo totanga kupisana murodho
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Vincent.
Bye.
Okay. Vincent is not a happy citizen. Yeah. He's saying the union leaders must be more militant, more confrontational. Mm. Otherwise, the status quo will remain.
Mm.
Tinava shumba parunari. Makadi vashumba. Vashumba makadi.
Tiripo makadi enyu.
Aiwa tiripo tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Aiwa tinotenda. Mukoma blessing indinoda kuti pokane shomanene mukomana abva mukutaura manje. Dambudziko ratiri kutarisana naro munyika yeZimbabwe is from the top. Nyangwe ma unions vakabatana vakaita chiita vanoita. But let's face the fact. Hurumende yedu yeZimbabwe haisisina hanya nevana vomuZimbabwe. Ungava kupi paunoenda, wherever you go, there is no proper service. Ivo vehurumende vanofanirwa kuziva budget yavo in the beginning. Kuti tine mateachers amangani, vanoda salary yakadii, rather than employing. Look at the police service. You drive every 500 meters. Every 500 meters, there is four, five, six. Who is paying all these people? For what reason? Therefore, now, they are failing to pay their workers because my civil servants are akawandisa. Zimbabwe is a peaceful country. Doesn't need all that. Lots of soldiers, lots of police. Because my teachers are poor, no one knows about no single. Education is the foundation of any country which you go. And it is. Can I pass my education? As you look at in our country, we're not about badara mama teachers. We're not about Tivadi. And the Egus Patar. We're not about badara spatter. I've not told you that I want to marry down. My bonus is welcome on a wine. Because we're made you know, Befa no Guti. Which is the soft target? Leave the soft target. This is a hard target. That shows the hard target. Saka my leaders are rooted when I'm coming out. Ngati apana zvavano ita is just a waste of time. Imbwa iri kuhukura bhazi riri kudarika.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vashumba. Aiwa tapanzwisisa tinotenda zvikuru.
Kusvikira hurumende yazova nechido chokuti. This is the government of Zimbabwe. And you need the 200 members of MPs. Vane maprado, vane mota. You know, dura for what reason you guys na man.
I want to not tell us guru vashumba. Regaiti, tizgo kune vamwe.
Vano da mari dzavo. Vano da utengera vana zvipo zvine zvikoro zvavhukwa. Mateachers vavo vane vana vanoenda kuchikoro. My school fees are going to range 600 and something, 500 and something. Government is sitting. My teachers are going to $300. How do you expect people to survive?
I want to know, Vashumba.
I don't even understand how people they survive. Even if you are going to talk about it, they are talking rubbish. They must wake up and use their brains. Guys, where are we going? Why do you go to work if you are not getting paid? We're all in South Africa, all Zimbabweans in South Africa. I travel the whole country of South Africa. You can't tell me anywhere. I'm everywhere. Wherever you go, you knock the door. You tell me English. You don't know what you want to go to. What about the South America? You're going to tell me. Hey, what is that?
Aiwa vashumba
end of Christmas. kutambura pabarikiki paboda vana vese vakudzokera kumusha hurumende havagoni kumira kuti vazvibvunze kuti wai vana ava vachiita so ungava mabarudzi vokuti manheru unowana vana vako mwachibuda nekona mwachibuda nekona mwachibuda nekona waenda kunorara uchiti ndiri baba hauzivi kuti vana vanodya kuti hauzivi kuti vana
vashumba 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 tinotenda vashumba vashumba tinotenda zvikuru of course it's a heated debate people are really angry I think we are failing to connect with Mr. Majongwe but I think we are now being joined by economist and director of the Labor and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe that is Dr. Godfrey Kanyenze. Dr. Kanyenze, good evening. Dr. Kanyenze?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good evening.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay. Very good evening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. What is your take on this issue concerning bonuses for civil servants? Do you think that the government maybe doesn't have money to pay those bonuses? Some have been paid, but others haven't been paid.
Well, of course, it's very clear that we are continuing with the trajectory that we saw last year, where basically the economy is continuing to collapse. Industry is collapsing. We are informalizing the economy. And there's basically very little hope when you are now in the informal mode, where revenues basically are dwindling. And as you are aware, what was done just before the government of national unity is coming now to hound the government, where they fragmented the sources of revenue. For example, from the Registrar General's Office, NARA, police, they could collect, you know, money without basically putting that money into the Consolidated Revenue Fund. Mm-hmm. So what goes into the Consolidated Revenue Fund is very, very little. It's a trickle compared to the cost. So the revenues are going down, are collapsing, whilst the expenditures have not been reprioritized. So the issues that have been raised by Mr. Shumba and others, it's quite correct that basically one of the major challenges is that we are not reprioritizing our expenditures. We still continue to see a situation where non-essential expenditures are prioritized over essential expenditures. Mm-hmm. Livelihood issues such as water, such as healthcare, such as education, such as housing, etc., are left basically to the donor community, whilst basically government is focusing on issues that are not significant. Zimbabwe is a paradox in the sense that at the same time we are not finding resources for water, we are not finding resources for healthcare, but we are finding resources to buy the latest vehicles in terms of Range Rovers, in terms of Mercedes Benzes, etc. So that basically raises a number of issues. Because the first lesson any economic student learns is that you need to cut your coat according to your cloth. And you need to prioritize where you don't have resources. To start with those things that are critical. And those things that are critical are livelihood issues such as water, healthcare, education, housing, sanitation, social protection. Rubbish things are not being hardly being collected at all. Mm-hmm. So these are basic issues that are basically aching Zimbabweans, where basically revenues are going down, but expenditures are misprioritized.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kanyenze. Gibbs?
Yes, Umanuel. Baba Manuel, kunjani?
Hayi
kini lewa. Icela ubambe khona pho ungayikhatshana siyabuya kuwe sathatha nje okulikhefu okuncane. Siyabonga ukuthi ipholokohla nje manje.
Of course Dr. Kanyenze, please do stay on the line and also Mr. Ndlovu. For our radio listeners, unfortunately we end here, but we are continuing live. We are streaming live. If you go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk, this is Blessing Zulu
and I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.